Let us all stand.
让我们起立。
Truly, the Son of God loved us so much that He came to save us.
的确，神的儿子如此爱我们，他来拯救我们。
And because of His love, we have this living hope.
因为他的爱，我们有永生的盼望。
Today, we children of God will come and give Him all the honor.
今天让神的儿女都来敬拜他。
We will give Him all our praises.
将赞美都归给他。
For He is our Lord and Savior.
因为他是我们的主，我们的救主。
He is the King of Glory. He is our Prince of Peace.
他是荣耀的主，平安的君王。
Truly, you are our all and in all.
你是我们的一切。
You're all that we need.
你是我们所需要的。
Today, you're all that we have.
今天我们有的就是你。
We are all children of God.
我们都是神的儿女。
Born again, separated for the Lord.
重生分别为圣归给他。
We have this new life in us.
我们有新的生命在我们的里面。
But the world is still around us.
但是我们还在世界的当中。
The world and its temptations are still present.
世界和其中的试探还在。
And can influence our daily life and actions.
能够影响我们每一天的生活和我们的行为。
And usually it's always start in very small things.
通常都是从很小的事情开始。
As children of God, we truly need the presence of our God.
神的儿女需要神的同在。
Through prayers, through our daily Bible reading.
借着祷告，每天读经。
Through fellowship with our brothers and sisters at church.
在教会与弟兄姐妹的交通。
We really need to seek the presence of our God.
我们需要寻求神的同在。
For only in His presence we are saved.
唯有在他的同在中，我们可以被拯救。
I need thee, Lord, I need thee.
是的，主耶稣，我真需要你。
Every hour, Lord, we need thee.
每一个时刻我们都需要你。
Lord, you know our condition.
主，你知道我们的情况。
Lord, may this song be our prayer.
主，愿这是我们的祷告。
Lord, keep us.
主，保守我们。
Lord, always keep us in your presence and in your midst.
保守我们在你的同在里。
Lord, this morning, once again, may you speak to your church.
早晨，求你向你的教会说话。
Lord, bless your words.
祝福你自己的话语。
Touch each and every one of us.
触摸我们每一个人。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
Please be seated.
请坐。
今天早晨我们要来听一个信息，是有关于摩西他的经历的诗篇。
This morning we'll listen to a sermon. It's about the Psalms of Moses.
这是在诗篇第91篇。
It's Psalm 91.
我想有参加两年读经的弟兄姐妹应该是非常熟悉，因为我们刚刚才念过。
If you participated in the two-year Bible reading, you know this very well because we just finished reading it.
如果你没有参加两年读经，我想这个也是我们大家非常熟悉的一个诗篇。
Even if you did not participate in that, we are all familiar with it.
特别让我回想起，在几年前疫情的时候，我想很多弟兄姐妹他们常常会把你这个诗篇里面的一些章节都把它背起来。
Especially if, several years ago during the pandemic, a lot of us memorized the verses.
但是我想，我们很喜欢这些诗篇，但是里面真正的经历是摩西的经历。
We like these verses, but these are Moses' experiences.
今天我们要再接着神的仆人是弟兄他以前所释放的这篇信息，让我们再来认识摩西他的经历是怎么样。
Through Brother Z's sharing, we will come to know Moses' experience again.
特别我们说到，我们要真正的能够更多得着神的话，是在我们每天的生活的经历当中来经历神。
Especially in the part that to experience God, that is from our daily life.
求主早晨借着这篇信息，再来向我们每个人心说话。
May the Lord speak to every heart through this message.
让我们不是只是很喜欢诗篇91篇里面的经节而已。
So that we don't just like the verses.
而是我们真正也能够像摩西这样子经历神的同在。
But we can be like Moses to experience God's presence.
但是最重要的是什么？我想我们要抓住当中神教导摩西的。
Let us lay hold of what God was teaching Moses.
这也是神要教导我们每一个神的儿女，让我们可以得着神他的自己。
Because that's also what God wants His children to grasp. That is to gain He Himself.
我们现在就一起来听这篇信息。
Let us listen to the sermon.
我们再来读一篇摩西的诗篇91篇。
And let us read from the Psalms, Moses, a Psalm of Moses, Psalm 91.
诗篇九十一篇。
Psalm 91.
请我们一起来读。
And let us read together.
我们一起读来。
Let us read together. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence.He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you.Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone.You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation.
好当主耶稣活在地上的时候
When the Lord was alive here in the world
主耶稣特别说一句话
He especially said
为我做见证的就是这经
This scripture testifies of me
主说的圣经就是旧约圣经
And the scripture he is referring to is the Old Testament
那个时候还没有新约圣经
At that time there was no New Testament
整本旧约圣经都是为主做见证
The whole of the Old TestamentTestifies of the Lord.
主也说到旧约圣经的话。
And the Lord also utilizes the word.
主特别提到诗篇给以赛亚书。
The Old Testament especially. especially the Psalms and the book of Isaiah.
诗篇跟以赛亚书上论到我所说的话,
and he said of the Psalms and Isaiah, those words that were speaking of me
都要应验,
shall all be fulfilled.
旧约圣经里面, 特别诗篇跟以赛亚书,
and in the Old Testament, especially in the Psalms and the books of Isaiah,
主特别提起来,
the Lord especially mentions these books.
这是旧约圣经中非常宝贵的两卷书,
and it's two very precious books in the Old Testament.
而我们读的九十一篇,
and as we read Psalms 90 and 91,
是摩西写的书,
these are the Psalms written by Moses.
摩西是旧约时代的领袖,
and he was a leader in the Old Testament
他是第一个写圣经的人,
times, and he was the first one who wrote the Bible.
旧约头五本书都是摩西写的,
first five books of the Old Testament were written by Moses.
那摩西真是了不起啊,
and Moses was very awesome.
创世纪开头几章,
first few chapters in Genesis,
需要一个字一个字,
you need to read it word by word. And there is a lot of wisdom in how he places his words. And before Moses, no one wrote the Bible. And so he was the first person utilized in writing the Bible and a leader in his time. He wrote these two Psalms, Psalm 90 and Psalm 91.
90篇是摩西的 祷告诗,
and Psalm 90 was the prayer of Moses.
91篇是摩西的经历史,
and Psalm 91 is his experience.
摩西一生活到120岁,
and he lived until 120 years.
其实他的年龄呢就是80岁,
and actually he was about 80 years old.
他在90篇里面讲的话,
and what he said in Psalm 90,
他说人的一生不过是70岁,
and he says the years of man are but 70 years.
若是强壮可到80岁,
and by reason of strength they can be 80 years.
像我已经活到86岁了,
and for example I'm 86.
我想我是个非常强壮的人,
I'm pretty strong.
强壮可到80岁,
if you're strong you may live to 80.
但是活到120岁,
but he lived to 120.
后面的40年,
the 40 latter years,
神特别加给他的,
the Lord gave and added to him.
我称他为神纪念日,
and they were the years of, they were the miraculous years.
他头40年住在埃及,
40 years in Egypt.
后面40年住在旷野,
40 years in the wilderness.
最后40年也在旷野,
40 more years in the wilderness.
80年在旷野,
80 years in the wilderness.
那个两个40年不一样,
but these two 40 years are different in the wilderness.
第一个40年,
the first 40 years,
他一个人在旷野,
he was in the wilderness by himself.
经历旷野中一切的事,
and he experienced all there was to experience in the wilderness.
我们称为经历的先行者,
and he was the forerunner of these experiences.
一个人必须自己经历了才能够带领别人经历啊,
you must have gone through this if you want to lead someone else through this.
他40年住在旷野,
and so 40 years he lived in that wilderness.
旷野是很可怕的地方,
it was a terrible place.
没有吃的,
there is nothing to eat.
没有穿的,
there is nothing to wear.
仇敌来了没法抵挡的,
there is no stand you can take against the enemy.
旷野没有道路的,
there is no path there.
旷野充满了危险,
full of every danger.
连喝水都没办法的,
and there is not even water.
旷野经历叫人疲倦,
and the wilderness experience fatigues people.
而摩西头40年一个人在旷野,
but the first 40 years he was in that wilderness by himself.
他是为着要带领神的百姓去旷野,
and it was because he was going to lead the children of God through the wilderness.
所以我们称为经历的先行者,
and so he was the forerunner for these experiences.
他必须先经过旷野,
he needed to go through the wilderness first.
然后最后40年,
and the last 40 years,
带领神的百姓经过旷野,
he led the people of God through the wilderness.
从埃及出来到以色列地啊,
and to go from Egypt to Israel, you have to go through this great and terrible wilderness. It was a very terrible wilderness. And the life of the children of God, it is that wilderness. We have all undergone this vast and terrible wilderness. And so Abraham, when he wanted to find a wife for his daughter,
son, 人到他的家乡去。
He sent his servant to his hometown.
去个本地本族的女孩子给那个以撒。
To bring someone back from the old country for Isaac.
结果找到了利伯家。
And they found Rebecca.
就带领利伯家经过大而可怕的旷野。
And he had to bring Rebecca through this vast and terrible wilderness.
来归给以撒。
To give her to Isaac.
以撒预表基督。
And Isaac, he represents Christ.
利伯家预表教会。
Rebecca, she is the church.
教会就整个年日要经过大而可怕的旷野。
And so the church, through all these years, has to undergo this vast and terrible wilderness.
利伯家一个女孩子怎么能够经过旷野？
How could Rebecca cross this wilderness by herself?
这个老仆人带领利伯家经过旷野。
She was led by this old servant.
老仆人预表圣灵。
And this old servant, he is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵带领我们一生经过大而可怕的旷野。
And the Holy Spirit, He leads us all our lives through this vast wilderness.
摩西是经历的先行的人。
And Moses, he was his forerunner for this experience.
头上40年，他一个人在旷野。
And so the first 40 years, he was in the wilderness by himself.
然后完成他的使命。
And then he completes his mission.
带领所有神的百姓经过旷野。
And he brings all the children of God through this wilderness.
加给他40年年日啊。
And so the Lord gave him this extra 40 years.
活到120岁。
And so he lived until he was 120.
你们羡不羡慕摩西的命这么长啊？
Do you envy this long life?
你们有没有人活到120岁的啊？
Does any of it, have any of you lived to 120?
命太长了。
When your life is too long,
一点不是好处。
It's not a good thing.
我在 Culver City, 我们有个姊妹啊。
In our Culver City church, there's a sister.
活到108岁。
Lived to 108.
她是你头生太太的大学同学。
And she was the college friend of Watchman Nee's wife.
她是 USC 的名教授。
And she was a famous professor at USC.
后面一些年呢。
And in her latter years.
她活厌了。
She was tired of living.
她活烦了。
She was annoyed with life.
她的儿女都80多岁了。
Even her children were 80 years old.
她活到100岁了。
And she was 100.
她100岁的生日在我家里过的。
And she had her 100th birthday in my home.
我们去看她呀。
When I went to visit her,
她说一句经常说的话,
she often said,
为我祷告,
please pray for me.
求主把我接了去,
may the Lord take me.
那我们的祷告聚会是为人活着祷告的。
And our prayer meetings, we only pray for people to live.
我们从来不能祷告主求主把他接了去的。
We never pray that the Lord take someone.
那还要活够了你年日才走啊。
You must fulfill your days.
当主让你走了，什么人也留不住。
But when the Lord takes you, no one can keep you.
主没有让你走，不要一天到晚啰嗦的啊。
And if you, the Lord did not take you, then don't annoy him.
我碰到一个弟兄也是，求我把他接了去，求主把我接了去。
I met a brother once who kept praying, Lord, please take.
他比我大两岁。
Two years older than I am.
他早就活烦了。
And he was annoyed with life a long time ago.
活够了。
He lived enough.
这个没有主啊，天天都做一样的事，烦不烦啊？
And if you do not have the Lord, and every day you do the same things, isn't that annoying?
所以命长了不一定是好处。
So it's not a good thing to have a long life.
要有主才行。
Only if you have God.
主充满我们的年日。
Because he fills our days.
一生经历主的生命。
And throughout our life, we experience.His life.
一生经历主的大能。
And throughout our life, we experience His great works.
主带领我们过一生的年日。
And He leads us through our lives.
这就是摩西是我们的榜样。
And this is where Moses, he is our example.
摩西带领以色列人过旷野。
And Moses, he led the Israelites through the wilderness.
我们人生就是大而可怕的旷野。
And our life is this great and vast wilderness.
这里没有平安跟喜乐。
There is no peace or joy here.
平安喜乐是基督徒常常讲的话。
It's the words Christians often use.
全世界每个人都懂。
Everyone in the world understands it.
其实全世界人都不懂。
But the whole world does not understand it.
主所讲的平安喜乐。
The peace and joy that the Lord speaks of.
主的平安，主的喜乐。
The peace of the Lord and the joy of the Lord.
人所绝对没有的生命。
It is a life that man does not have.
主在他的最后的训 教训里面
and in his last teaching
在约翰福音十四章
in John 14
我要将我的平安留给你们
I will give my peace to you
主把平安给我们是耶稣基督的平安
it is the peace of Christ
我要将我的平安留给你们
I want to give my peace to you
我所赐的平安不像世人所赐的
it is not a peace that the world can give
这世界上的人所说的平安完全不一样的
completely different than the peace that the people of the world speak
主也将主的喜乐赐给我们
and he says he will give us his joy
说这是咬不动的平安
and an unshakable peace
这夺不去的喜乐
and a joy that cannot be taken away
撒旦也一直要夺我们的平安
Satan always wants to take our peace
要咬动教会的喜乐
he wants to shake our joy
过两千年到今天了
but 2000 years till today
我们要见证这个平安咬不动
we shall testify that this peace cannot be shaken
这个喜乐夺不去
and this peace cannot be taken
前两天我刚碰到中国大陆来的弟兄
and a few days ago I met someone from China
就昨天晚上
now last night
而谈到那个中国大陆的事
and we spoke of things in China
大陆的生活比我们艰难、啊、
and the life in China it is more difficult than us
特别是基督徒
especially for Christians
基督徒在那里过的日子并不好过
and the life of Christians there is not easy
但是他们的教会比我们强
but their church is stronger than ours
信主的人多得不得了
so many believe in the Lord
我信主的时候
when I believe
政府报告基督人口100万
the governmentcalculation was there a million Christians
就算他一百万吧
and so let's say there were a million
现在一亿到一亿五千万
and now there are 100 to 150 million
两年以前联合国的报告是一亿两千万
and a few years ago the UN reported 160 million
怎么跳的、啊、
how did this go up in 60 years
绝对不是传道人的工作
it is not because of preachers
圣灵显出他的大能
it is the great power of the Holy Spirit that was expressed
你说看见神的儿女啊
when you see the children of God
正是有主的平安主的喜乐
they truly have the peace and joy of the Lord
到世界上每一件事可以叫我们喜乐的时候
and when there is nothing that can cause you joy in this world
主的喜乐在我们里面
the joy of the Lord is in you
主说这个喜乐没有人能夺去的
and this is a joy that cannot be taken away
那么深的一个喜乐
such a deep joy
那么甘甜美的一个喜乐
such a sweet joy
在我们里面喜乐
and we are joyful within
这是旷野人生当中没有的东西
this is something that is absent in the wilderness
摩西40年经过旷野
and so 40 years in the wilderness
就是一篇他的经历史
and so Psalm 91 it is his experience this song
在旷野没有安息
in the wilderness there is no rest
旷野经历叫人疲倦
and the experience of the wilderness it tires us out
摩西说住在至高者隐秘处
and so he says he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High
住在全能者的荫下
abides in the shadow of the Almighty
这里说到神两个不同的名字
and there are two different names for God here
一个是至高者
and it is the Most High first
一个是全能者
and then the Almighty
说到两个不同的地方
and it's two different places it mentions
一个是隐秘处
One is the secret place.
隐秘处的原文英文都是秘密的地方。
It is a secret.
另外地方叫荫下。
And then the other part is the shadow.
手荫下、树荫下、住在荫下。
Under the tree, under a hand, it's a shadow.
而这两件是你不要求第二件。
And it is two things. You do not ask for the second after this.
我们大家都喜欢第二件。
We always want the second thing.
在全能者的荫下。
To be in the shadow of the Almighty.
但你先要有第一件事。
But you have to have the first, the prerequisite.
你要住在至高者的隐秘处。
You must dwell in the secret place.
就必定住在全能者的荫下。
Of the Most High, and you shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
有了第一件，第二件就跟着来，自然来。
If you have the first, you will naturally have the second.
住在至高者的隐秘处
and so dwelling in the secret place of the Most High
你住在全能者的荫下
you shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty
最宝贵就是那个住字
and the most precious word here is the dwell To live.
Abide.
To abide.
在新约圣经里面讲住，同住最有名一章圣经。
And the most famous passage in the New Testament for abiding
是约翰福音第十五章。
Is John chapter 15.
短短一段圣经啊。
Very short passage.
十二次说到住。
12 times he mentions abide.
我是真葡萄树。
I am the vine.
你们是枝子。
You are the branches.
树枝子住在葡萄树上。
And the branches abide in the vine.
就多结果子。
And it shall bear much fruit.
枝子住在葡萄树上。
The branches abide in the
vine. 葡萄树的生命。
It is the life of the vine.
葡萄树的枝浆。
And the sap of that vine.
就运行流通在这个树里面。
And it flows within this tree.
每个枝子都连于树。
And every branch is connected to the tree.
有的时候的儿女就是困惑这个住字。
And there's many children have got her confounded by the word abide.
怎么住呢？
How do you do it?
怎么住在基督里呢？
How do you live in Christ?
怎么去住在主里面呢？
How do you abide in Christ?
问题不是怎么去住。
The problem is not how.
问题要知道你已经住在里面。
The issue is that you need to know you are.
枝子住在葡萄树上。
The branch is abiding in the vine.
枝子葡萄树生出来。
And the branch is grown out of the vine.
这是宇宙中最大的一棵树。
It is the greatest vine or tree in the world.
这个树的树根是耶稣基督。
And the root is Jesus Christ.
整个树身是教会。
And the trunk is the church.
我们每一个神的儿女都是枝子。
Every one of us, the children of God, we are the branches.
这个树和地上所有的树都不一样。
And this tree is different than all of the trees in the world.
地上的树我们天天看见。
And the trees of the world we see daily.
它怎么长的？
How did it grow?
树根在什么地方？
Where is the root?
看见过树没有？
Have you seen a tree?
树根在什么地方？
Where is the roots?
最下面是不是？
In the ground, right?
最下面。
On the bottom, yes.
然后长上来。
And it grows up.
这一棵树。
This tree, though.
它倒过来长的。
Upside down.
树根在最上面。
And the roots are on the top.
耶稣基督升到宝座。
And Jesus Christ, he rose to the throne.
圣灵降临。
And the Holy Spirit came down.
他长出这么多的神的儿女来。
And it grew so many children of God.
长出头一代神的儿女。
And the first generation.
然后第二代、第三代生的我们。
And then the second and third generation until we come to us.
我们是这个树垂在地面上的枝子。
And we are that tree that is the branches that are upon the ground. Most of the branches are already in heaven now. They're no longer here on earth. And we live in the world. It is so that we can testify of the Lord here. And to testify of his great grace. And to testify of what a precious Lord he is.
住在主里面。
And so we abide in the Lord.
我们已经在里面。
We are already in him.
我们是生出来的枝子。
And we are the branches that have come out.
住在葡萄树上。
And we live in the branch.
问题不在住，问题在出去。
And the problem is not in abiding, it is in going out.
我们天然生命是经常出去的。
Our natural life, we often go out.
出去了，发现了，快要回来。
Once we discover we have exited, we need to return right away.
我们的难处是经常会出去。
And our difficulty is we are always exiting.
枝子住在葡萄树上。
And so these vines are in the branches.
每一个叶子都那么清脆哈。
And every leaf is so green.
那么新鲜。
And fresh.
满了生命
full of life
无论在树上多久那个 树叶
and no matter how long this
一直清脆的
leaf has been on the branch it is always green
一直那么新鲜有生命的
it is always fresh and full of life
加上一直掉到地上来了
until it comes down to the ground
离开树了
when it leaves the tree
掉在地上的意思很快就变颜色了
and once it falls to the ground it changes its color
变什么颜色了
what color is it then?
你这个不知道啊
You must know this, right?
变成枯黄的颜色了
It is withered and yellow
你再去看呢
When you look at it again
很快它变得那么脆弱了
It becomes very crisp
一下子叶子会碎掉了
fragile
为什么这样
Why is this?
失去了生命了
It lost life
他不住在树上了。
It's not abiding in the tree.
他俩是变枯黄了。
And it will become dried.
变脆弱了。
It will be fragile.
所以意思一定要住在树上。
And so this leaf must abide in the tree.
住在基督里。
Abide in Christ.
我们生命新鲜。
Your life will be fresh.
生命清脆。
It will be green.
满了生命。
It will be full of life.
住在主里面
If you live, abide in Christ,
吸取主的生命
and you draw from His life,
这是我们最重要的生活
this is the most important life for you,
和主联合
to be united with Christ,
因为我们灵和主的灵联合在一起
and you are, your spirit is united with the Spirit of God,
那是我们祷告的真实意义
and this is the real meaning of prayer,
我们祷告用我们的灵摸着主
when we pray, we use our spirits to touch God,
从主吸取生命
and we draw life from him.
摩西说住在至高者的隐秘处
And Moses says, he who dwells in the shadow, a secret place of the Most High,
必定住在全能者的荫下
abides in the
旷野地没地方好住的
shadow of the Almighty. In the wilderness, there is no place to live.
摩西八十年的经历
80 years of experience in the wilderness for Moses.
他头上四十年一个人经历旷野
First 40 years, he was by himself.
他发现这件事
And he discovered.
我们必定要住在至高者的隐秘处
We must dwell in the secret place of the Most High.
什么叫隐秘处呢
So what is the secret place?
是个秘密的地方。
It's, well, it's a secret place.
秘密地方就人不知道的。
A place where no one else knows.
世人都不知道有这么个秘密地方。
People of this world, they don't know there's a secret place.
我们神的儿女一得救了。
But once someone is saved,
重生了。
And you're born again,
我们就会发现了这个秘密地方。
You will discover that secret place.
所以我们懂得祷告了。
And then we will understand to pray.
我从前呢,
before,
刚信主的时候,
when I first became a Christian,
我那个教会啊, 是很有名的教会,
I went to a church that was a very well-known church.
那个时候大复兴啊,
and it was during this great revival.
我每个聚会都去,
I went to every meeting.
我最羡慕那个祷告聚会,
and I liked the prayer meeting so much.
因为我发现我不会祷告,
because I discovered I could not, did not know how to pray.
弟兄都祷告得那么好啊,
and everyone prayed so well.
怎么我不会祷告呢?
How come I couldn't pray like that?
所以我带个本子
And so I took a notebook.
他们祷告我记下来。
When they were praying, I wrote down what they prayed.
他们怎么祷告的？
How did they do this?
他们祷告得很美啊。
And they prayed these beautiful words.
我记得回来了，照他们的话语祷告，那不死得个要命啊。
And when I came home and read these prayers, it was dead to me.
完全不对的。
It was completely awkward.
妈妈一个很有名的姊妹教导我了。
And then there was a famous sister, she came to teach me.
祷告不在乎话语。
Prayer is not about words.
不在乎你怎么祷告。
About how you pray.
祷告是我们的灵摸着主了。
But when our spirit touches the Lord,
所以有的人他形容过分了。
And so some people they over exaggerate.
多大的平安，多大的喜乐哈！
The great joy and the great peace.
有的人会，有的人有大的喜乐，喜乐的你受不住。
And yes, this does happen, and you can't stand it.
经常的经历不是这样的。
But your normal experience is not this way.
经常经历一点点平安。
It's a little bit of peace.
一点点喜乐。
A little joy.
一点点甜美。
A small sweetness.
非常宝贵。
And it's very precious.
基督徒者一点点的喜乐平安啊。
And if you Christians, if you just have that little bit of joy,
全世界胜不过我们。
Then the whole world cannot overcome you.
住在主的里面。
Abide in the Lord.
这个秘密地方我们一信主就找到了。
The secret place, once you believe in the Lord, you'll know where it is.
你要问我在哪里呢？不是个外面的指出来的。
If you want to ask me where it is, I can't show it to you.
我们的灵的深处知道的。
But you know in the depths of your spirit.
这就是我们和主相遇的地方。
This is where you meet with God.
我和主交通的地方。
Where you fellowship with the Lord.
这是个秘密地方。
This is a secret place.
我信主以前有好几个好朋友。
And before I became a Christian, I had many good friends.
特别一个朋友啊。
And there was one especially.
同班同学。
My classmate.
在一个篮球队打篮球。
And my basketball teammate.
两个人好得不得了。
We were very good friends.
我得救了。
I became a Christian.
我不去打篮球了。
I didn't go to play basketball.
大学一年级得救了。
I became a Christian when I was a freshman.
最喜欢做一件事。
And the things I liked most.
把房门关起来祷告。
Was then to close my door and pray.
一祷告。
Once I prayed.
就不想爬起来了。
Didn't want to get up from my prayers.
和主相交啊。
And I fellowship.
住在主里面。
And to abide in Christ.
他好两次来看我。
He came to see me a few times.
他对我太熟了。
He knew me so well.
他到我房间里面不需要敲门的。
He didn't need to knock.
门打开一看。
And he would open my door.
我跪在那里祷告。
And I was kneeling there to pray.
他正在摇头。
And he would shake his head.
好两次进来。
Few times he came in.
每次都看见我跪在那里祷告。
Every time I was praying.
有点我自己感病了。
One day I was sick.
他到我面前看我来。
And he came to see me.
一直叹气，宗教杀人。
And he just kept sighing, religion kills.
宗教杀人。
Religion kills.
把好个年轻人弄得这样了。
Look, you were such a healthy young man.
多年讲两句，把我里面那个力量讲起来了。
And as he kept saying this, I grew stronger.
我还没告诉你我怎么信主的嘞。
I said, well, I forgot to tell you how I believed in Jesus.
今天我告诉你了。
Now today, I need to tell you.
我怎么信主的。
How did I become a Christian?
我怎么得救的。
How was I saved?
主有多宝贵啊。
And how precious is
prayer? 我祷告多宝贵啊。
And how precious is prayer?
我祷告是我最甜美的时间。
It is the sweetest time.
一跪下去不知道时间过去了。
Once I kneel down, I don't even know that.
有点我下午跪下去祷告我起来我就要吃晚饭了呀。
And one afternoon I knelt down and then it was dinner time already.
住在至高者隐秘处。
He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High.
你住在全能者的荫下。
Shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
在这里我要论到神。
And I will say of the Lord.
我要讲到我的神了。
I will speak of my God.
要讲我所经历的神。
The God whom I have experienced.
讲我所得着的神
The God whom I have gained.
摩西在这里我要论到神
And Moses says here, I will say of my Lord.
他是我的避难处
He is my refuge.
他是我的山寨
And my fortress.
他是我的神
My God.
他是我的帮助
In him I will trust.
摩西讲他八十年旷野的经历
And then he starts to speak of the 80 years of this wilderness experience.
我要论到神
I will say of my Lord.
一个基督徒最宝贵讲我们的经历。
And the most precious thing for a Christian is to speak of your experience.
讲我们所经历的神。
The God whom we have experienced.
他是我的避难所。
He is my refuge.
山寨咬不动攻不下来的地方。
And my fortress, a place that cannot be shaken.
是我的神。
Or attacked. He is my God.
是我的帮助。
He is my trust.
神是我们随时的力量。
He is my strength at all times.
这随时力量是新约讲的话。
This is something from the New Testament.
这个随时的帮助这句话。
The trust, my help at all times.
原文是季节的帮助。
In the original language, it says a help in the timely season.
春夏秋冬都不一样。
Summer, winter, spring, and fall are all different.
春夏秋冬的需要都不一样。
Different needs.
神都为我们准备了。
The Lord has prepared it all.
这叫做季节的帮助。
And this is seasonal help.
中文翻译做个随时的帮助。
Not help at all times.
神是我的帮助。
Who is
他叫我胜过外面的危险。
God, He has helped me overcome external.
也胜过里面的危险。
Dangers and internal.
也胜过超然的危险。
And supernatural threats.
什么叫做外面的危险
？What is an external peril?
人的今生世界经过满的危险。
Through this life, it is full of dangers.
最可怕的危险你不知道。
The most terrible things you may not even know.
他上面讲的网罗。
And he speaks of the snare.
陷阱。
Of the trap.
这个陷阱很可怕呀。
It, traps are very terrible.
它外面和地上是一样的。
Scary. It looks the same when you look on the ground.
你不知道这个下面是个陷阱啊。
You don't know that there's a trap under this piece of land.
你一脚踏上去的。
And when you step onto it.
才知道是个陷阱。
Then you found you've been caught.
那你已经掉下去了。
But you fell already.
人生路上到处都是陷阱
And your life is full of these snares
也都是网罗
And there are nets all around
一个鸟在天上飞
Bird flying in the air
飞得那么逍遥自在
Flying in freedom
他说那个百日飞的箭
And it says the arrow that flies by day
那个打猎的人把箭瞄准那只鸟
The hunter he aims his arrow at the bird
鸟不知道
The bird doesn't know
听见箭的响声
When it hears the sound of the arrow,
it's
too late.
是不是这样?
Isn't it that way?
我们的危险我们不知道。
We don't know the dangers that surround us.
我在上海信主了。
I became a Christian in Shanghai.
有一个弟兄在交大的一个他是讲师啊。
And there was a professor there, a visiting a lecturer.
他是航空工程。
And he was an aerospace engineer.
制造飞机的。
Built planes.
他姓万，一万两万的万。
And his name was Wan.
后来他在中国变得很有名的一个传道人了。
Became a famous pastor in China.
我们两个人好朋友。
We were good friends at that time.
教会叫我们两个人叫加加勒约书亚。
And the church called us Caleb and Joshua.
因为我家住的离开教大很近。
And I live close to the campus.
我们俩去聚会，他回来了。
And we went to school together when he came back.
他常常不去学校。
He often did not go to school.
就住在我房间里。
But he went and came to our home.
我房间多加一个床。
And so I put two beds in my room.
是他睡的。
The other one was for him.
就我们俩很好。
And so we were good friends.
他是很聪明的人。
Very intelligent.
他怎么信主的呀？
How did he become a Christian?
他有一次到家庭聚会去。
Once he went to a small group, a family meeting.
传福音是很普平常的一个弟兄。
And the person who was sharing that day, very ordinary.
讲很简单的话。
Very simple words.
他讲话。
When he spoke.
你知不知道你下一步路会遇见什么？
He said, "Do you know what your next step is?"
你知不知道你回去的路上遇见什么？
Do you know what will happen when you go home?
你知不知道在回家你等着你是什么？
Do you know what awaits for you at home?
也没太大的道理的话。
And it doesn't really make too much sense, these words.
就这么几句话的。
But just these questions.
把他讲倒了。
He had no answer.
他说我真是不能回答这些问题。
He said, I can't answer these questions.
我不知道我下一步是什么。
I don't know what my next step should be.
我不知道的路上是什么。
I don't know what's going on in the road outside.
我不知道我回家遇见什么。
I don't know what awaits me at home.
当然是圣灵的工作了。
But of course, this was the work of the Spirit.
他觉得他是那么个软弱没有依靠的人呢。
Suddenly, he felt he was so weak and helpless.
他不知道明天是什么。
Didn't know what tomorrow shall be.
他接受主了。
And so he received the Lord, accepted the Lord, and it was strongly saved.
整个变一个人了。
Became a completely different person.
在教大宿舍里面，到处向那个教授们传福音啊。
Started preaching the gospel to all the professors in the dorms.
我们在路上充满了危险。
Our way is full of danger.
我们不知道。
But we do not know it.
你们大家都开车吧。
You all drive, yes.
都开车吧。
Drive.
天天开车。
You drive every day.
在英国一个 Spark 弟兄。
Brother Sparks in England.
太有二十世纪太有名的弟兄了。
Well-known Christian.
他是一个儿子。
He had one son.
他们英国人从小开车。
And in England, you drive at a young age.
每次他的儿子开车出去上班了。
Every time his son went to work in his car.
是把人家同样的话。
Brother Sparks said the same thing to him.
不靠人的聪明。
Not by the intelligence of man.
是靠神的恩典。
But by the grace of God.
我自己开车。
I drive.
经过两次大车祸。
Had two big accidents.
你车开得再好没有用啊。
And it doesn't matter what a good driver you are.
你不撞人，人会撞你的呀。
If you don't hit someone else, someone's going to hit you.
我遇见事了就是人撞我了。
And what happened to me was someone hit me.
我开过去开在一个十字路口。
I drove across an intersection.
前面是绿灯。
Green light.
我开过去。
And I drove through.
我看见绿灯。
When I saw the green light.
很的路上的开过来的人们，他看见红灯吗？
A person going the other way, he should see a red light.
我怎么知道他会闯红灯呢？
How did I know he would not stop for the red light?
闯红灯的速度这么快。
And he drove very fast. He sped through.
这么快的闯红灯。
He sped through this red light.
我看见他闯过来呀。
When I saw him.
我要躲的。也没办法躲了。
There's no time to
steer. 他从我驾驶的位置撞进来了。
And he hit me on the driver's side.
我整个车都撞坏了。
And so my car was totaled.
我被挤在车子那边。
And I ended up in the passenger seat.
我下来了。
I came down.
他也下来了。
He came down.
我说你没看见红灯啊。
And I said, you didn't see the red light.
我看不见红灯。
He said, I can't see it.
没道理好讲。
Then what can you say?
我在第一次发现了吸毒哎。
And then I discovered people use drugs.
他有个朋友来了。
And then his friend came.
他们拿这个纸啊，用香烟在那吸什么东西啊？
And then they started to start to smoke something right in front of me.
我说啊，是个吸毒的人。
I thought, aha, a drug user.
难怪你看不见红灯了吗？
No wonder you didn't see the red.
警察来了。
Police came.
大骂他。
and started yelling at them.
你要杀人是不是?
Are you trying to kill someone?
这要闯红灯。
How can you run a red like this?
好了，把处理事情完了。
After it was all done.
他要处理我的事情了。
He came. The police came to talk to me.
我要你要坐到我的车上来。
And he said, "You need to come in my car now."
我带你去医院。
I need to take you to the hospital.
我都紧张，我去医院干什么呀？
And I said, "Why?"
我没有伤啊。
I'm okay.
我什么伤没有？为什么去医院啊？
There's nothing wrong with me. Why should I go to the hospital?
你没有伤。
And he said, "You're not hurt."
你这个坐的位置。
Okay, you were on the driver's seat.
我们警察的话。
And in our police terms,
就是死亡位置。
That's the death seat.
他从你的驾驶位置撞进来的。
And you were hit on the driver's side.
整个车都撞坏了。
And the whole car is totaled.
你比钢铁还硬。
Are you stronger than metal?
我说我没有比钢铁硬。
I said, no, I am not.
车撞坏了，我没有伤是真的。
But the car is totaled, yes, but I am not hurt.
啊，对不起，这是我警察的责任，我要带你去医院。
And he said, but I still need to take you to the hospital.
我绝不相信你没有受伤。
I don't believe you're not hurt.
你觉得你没有受伤，你没受伤了，你不知道。
Perhaps you have internal injuries you don't know about.
我第一次坐警察车了。
That was the first time I was in a police car.
到了医院。
We came to the hospital.
跟医生讲这件事。
And we told the doctors what happened.
医生也不相信我没有一点伤。
And the doctors did not believe it either.
他从你身上穿过来的。
And he said, you got hit on the driver's side.
我是啊，他从我驾驶位穿进来的。
And I said, yes, on my side.
车子都撞坏了。
And the car was totaled.
你没有伤。
And he said, you're not hurt.
我们给你好好检查。
Well, let's examine you.
那真是很麻烦的，医院我待了八个小时啊。
It was a lot of trouble, 8 hours in the hospital.
结果报告，那真是没有任何的伤啊。
But really, there was no injury.
怎么可能没有伤？
How could it be?
住在至高者的隐秘处。
He who dwells in the shadow of the Most High.
比住在什么？
Where will they abide?
比住什么？
In the shadow of the Almighty.
全能者的荫下。
He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High.
我第二次闯车祸嘛，一个人从对面也闯红灯。
Second time I was in an accident, someone hit me head on from the other side.
我不是说黑种人有什么啊，那的确是黑种人的 lady.
And it was this black lady.
是个年轻的 lady.
And it was a young lady.
闯红灯怎么样快闯过来的哈
？And drove really fast across the red light.
我第二次车被闯坏了。
My second car totaled.
在马路走路的人呢
？And the pedestrians on the side.
好像走过来。很好，他说到法庭我们做见证。
And they came and said we can be witnesses.
他闯红灯。
She ran the red.
这么快闯红灯。
And she was speeding.
这个不得了，我们做见证。
We can be witnesses.
好，我们没有办法预料我们下一步是什么。
We don't know what will happen to us.
我们也没有办法知道我们的路上遇见什么。
We don't know what's going to happen in the
roadway. 我们也不知道我回家的家常遇见什么，等着我的什么。
Or what awaits you at home.
但是一件事。
But one thing.
住在至高者隐秘处。
But we know he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. Where will they abide?
待在什么
？Do you know? In the shadow. In the shadow of the Almighty.
全能者的荫下。你们圣公这弟兄这边很文雅，都不大讲话的。
San Jose is very civilized. You guys don't talk much.
我们在洛杉矶有一个教会里面年轻人多哈。
Los Angeles, there's a lot of young people.
我一问我下面好多抢着回答。
Not so civilized.
住在至高者隐秘处。
He who dwells in the secret place.
住在全能者荫下。
Of the Most High.
我要论到我的神。
Abides in the shadow of the Almighty.
要胜过外面的一切危险。
And I will say of the Lord, I have overcome all external.
陷阱网罗。
The snare, the net.
百日飞的箭。
The arrow that flies by day.
都胜过。
I have overcome them all.
也胜过里面的难处。
And then there are internal dangers.
黑夜行的瘟疫。
The pestilence at night.
千人扑倒在我左面
，thousands falling at my right，
万人扑倒在我右面
，tens of thousands at my right。
这灾祸不临到你
，but this danger shall not come upon you。
什么是里面难处
？What is that internal？
人在罪恶的掌权之下
，people live under the power of sin。
人在罪恶面前是非常软弱的
，we are all weak before sin。
软弱的根本就没有力量抗拒
，you have no power to overcome it。
约翰写的书信啊
，in John's
letter。要讲一句话。
He at the end said,
全世界要躺卧在那个恶者的手下。
The whole world lies under in the hands of the enemy.
好像个病人躺在开刀的医生面前一样的。
And it is like a patient on the surgery table.
任他宰割的，对不对
？And the surgeon does as he wills.
没有一点力量的。
You have no power.
不要说罪恶。
Not only sin.
人的嗜好也没有办法的。
You can't even overcome your habits.
我在台湾遇见一个人。
When I was in Taiwan.
他是我太太的教授。
My wife's professor.
他这个教授，台湾教授有世界地位的人不多。
And not too many Taiwanese professors who have international standing.
他是有世界地位的人。
He had this international standing.
很有名。
Very well known.
他的儿子把他办得没办法了。
And he didn't know how to deal with his son.
这个儿子坏得不得了。
And his son was awful.
父亲什么办法用尽了也没用。
His dad used every method possible.
他姓张。
And his last name was Chang.
那他做什么呢？
What did he do?
他用个球。
So he took a big ball.
细得不得了。用球用力丢在墙壁上。
And he took this ball and he would throw it against the wall.
弹回来再用力丢在墙壁上。
And when it bounced back, he would throw it against the wall again.
他用这个办法来解决他心中的愤怒有没有用啊？
And he took out his anger on the ball. Did it work?
他奇怪想出这么个办法。
I thought it was kind of odd method.
这个办法没有用啊。
No help at all.
啊，他听福音了。
He came to hear the gospel.
听福音的主做事了。
And the Lord work.
起来热切地接受主了。
And so he zealously accepted the Lord.
得救得蛮强的。
And he became a good Christian.
我们要受浸了。
And when we came to baptism.
他告诉我，我去看望他。
He told me, I went to visit.
我去看望他。
I went to visit him.
他说，我不能受浸。
And he said, I can't be baptized.
我说，你得救了为什么不能受浸呢？
I said, why not?
他你不知道我是个老枪老枪你是个抽烟抽到瘾很深的人
And he was the one who said I'm a chain smoker
我抽了25年烟了
25 years
早晨抽烟
From morning
不需要再花洋火
And when I light the from first cigarette
一支烟一支烟一支抽
Until the last I don't even have to relight them
不抽烟我不会教书了
If I don't smoke I can't teach
不抽烟回家我不能批卷子了
If I don't smoke, I can't correct these essays.
我不能受浸啊。
And so I cannot become a Christian.
我说你听我讲到有听见我讲我不可抽烟。
Have you ever heard me say you can't smoke?
他说你是没讲过。
He said no, you didn't say so.
但我想基督徒是不抽烟的。
But I think Christians don't really smoke.
你抽烟吗？
Do you smoke?
我说我不抽烟。
I said no, I don't smoke.
但是圣经里头从来没说不可抽烟。
But I didn't read in the Bible either that you cannot smoke.
但是我还是相信你们基督徒不抽烟的。
And he said, but I don't believe Christians smoke.
好，我这样吧。
I said, well, let's do this.
你对我讲的话。
Whatever you just said to me.
你对我讲的没有用。
It's useless to say this to me.
你要对主去讲啊。
You need to tell this to Jesus.
主，我是个老枪。
You say, Jesus, I'm a chain smoker.
我抽烟抽了25年了。
Been smoking for 25 years.
一支烟抽了我就不要点洋火了。
Don't even have to light the second cigarette.
不抽也不会教书了。
Don't have to light a match from first to last.
不抽也不会改卷子了。
Can't correct the papers or teach if I don't smoke.
我说我可以这样讲啊。
And、
哎，我说你这个是最好的祷告。
I can say that. I said that's a perfect prayer.
你说主，你若不希望我抽。
And you say, Lord, if you don't want me to smoke.
你叫我不抽烟。
Then tell me not to smoke.
你不让我不抽烟。
Don't let me smoke.
那我还要抽烟。
But I want and I still want to smoke.
他可以这样祷告。
He said I can say that.
我这最真的祷告。
I said that is the
最好的祷告。
That is the best prayer.
他听了有点好笑哎。
And he thought this was kind of funny.
他回家去了，他真是这样祷告哎。
And so he went home and prayed like this.
祷告嘛，他自己祷告完了也忘记了。
And after he prayed, he forgot.
第二天，他太太是韩国人。
And his wife was a Korean.
他太太倒是好基督徒。
And was a good Christian.
他太太给他点第一支烟，给他。
And his wife always lit the first match for the first cigarette.
他好像觉得从来没抽过烟一样。
But something felt like he never smoked before.
里面有抗拒的力量。
There was this rejection, repulsion from within.
他没想到主嘞。
And he didn't think that the Lord was yet.
他说我感冒了，我今天这支烟不抽了。
He said, I think I have a cold. I'm not going to smoke today.
一个上午过来了。
And then until the afternoon.
他都没想到烟呢。
He didn't even think of it.
对他是不可能的事。
This was impossible for him.
到了中午了。
At noontime,
哎、我今天个上午没抽烟。
He thought I didn't smoke this morning.
我也没想到烟。
I didn't even think of cigarettes.
另外一个教授请他吃饭。
And another professor ate with him.
他去了。
He went to lunch.
那个教授的客厅上面摆着个烟灰缸。
And they had an ashtray in the office there.
我倒闻到烟的味道了。
And he smelled it.
里面又发现那个抗拒力量出来了。
And again he felt this repulsion.
好像从来没抽过烟的人一样。
It was like someone who had never smoked before.
一下想到主了。
And suddenly he thought of the Lord.
主把我25年烟的捆绑释放了。
The Lord freed me from 25 years of smoking.
那个教授来了点支烟给他。 提了烟。
And then the other professor automatically lit a cigarette for him.
他说我不抽了。
And he said I don't smoke.
那教授说算了吧，你不抽了，你戒烟戒过好几次了。
And the other professor said, forget it, you've tried this so many times.
你戒烟从来没超过一个礼拜的。
You've never been able to stop smoking for more than a week.
他这次不同。
And he said, no, it's different.
这是我信主了，不抽烟了。
It's because I believed in the Lord and I stopped smoking.
过了一个月，他来看我。
Month later, he came to visit.
弟兄，烟在我身上掉了。
He said, I don't smoke anymore.
我看见一个像这样抽烟的人烟掉了。
And I saw someone who was smoking so much, and he stopped smoking. I knew another brother.
是 Culver City 教会的长老。
An elder in the Culver City Church.
他常常做见证。
He often testifies.
我信主以前。
Before I became a Christian.
被三件事情捆绑。
Three things bound me.
第一件叫一寸方方。
The first thing is a one-inch square.
第二件事是两寸圆圆。
The second is a two-inch circle.
第三件事情三寸长长。
And a three-inch rectangle is a third.
他讲什么
？What was he talking about？
一寸方方是麻将牌。
Mahjong tiles.
啊，他整天到西方打麻将了。
Every day played mahjong.
两寸圆圆是酒杯。
What is a two-inch diameter circle？ The shot glass.
真是爱喝酒啊。
He loved drinking.
酒喝上瘾了，不喝酒不行了。
And he was addicted. He had to drink.
三寸长长是香烟。
And three inch long is the cigarette.
他整天抽烟。
All day long, he just smoked.
这三件事我没办法的。
Three things, I just couldn't get rid of it.
我信主那一天。
But the day I believed in Jesus.
三件事在我身上都掉了。
All three were gone.
不是戒掉的。
Not that I had to
stop. 在我身上掉了。
It just left me.
都没有力量了。
I had not the. They had no strength in me.This is the witness of Christians.
胜过里面危险
And it overcame these internal dangers.
所有罪恶的试探
And all the temptations of sin.
所有的我们的嗜好
And all our habits.
所有我们没法脱离的事
Things that you just can't stop.
当住在至高者的隐秘处
He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High.
住在全能者的荫下
Abides in the shadow of the Almighty.
主拯救我们脱离一切的捆绑
The Lord has saved Saved us from all bondage.
是不是我们的见证
Is this not our story?
第三件事
Thirdly,
胜过超然的危险
Overcoming supernatural dangers.
胜过蝚蛇
The viper.
最毒的蛇
The most poisonous snake.
胜过少壮的狮子
The young lions.
圣经里面好多东西是预表魔鬼的
And many things in the Bible here, it's the devil.
那个蛇
The snake.
受到鬼魔的诡诈
It is the trickiness of the devil
狮子
The lion
彼得书里面说仇敌就好像吼叫狮子
And in 2 Peter it says The enemy is like a roaring lion
遍地游行
Growing to and fro
要寻找可以吞吃的人
Seeking whom they can devour He can devour
受到狮子仇敌的威胁
And it is the threat of
有的人他可以吞吃的
Some people will be devoured.
有的人他没法吞吃的。
Some cannot.
我们就是他没法吞吃的人。
We are those whom he cannot devour.
所以各样的话呢，预表的鬼魔的。
Different things to represent.
这里说到解他蝚蛇。
Describe the enemy.
解他少壮的狮子。
It says here the viper.
胜过仇敌的一切力量。
And the young lion, we will overcome all the power of the enemy.
什么秘诀
？What is the secret？
回到第一节
It has come back to verse 1
第一节是所有整个诗篇的原因
It is the reason for this whole psalm
大家一起来背好不好
Let us remember it, memorize it together
一起来背
He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High
隐秘处
Abides in the shadow of the Almighty
全能者的荫下你住在至高者隐秘处
If you dwell in the secret place of the Most High,
就必定住在至高全能者的荫下。
You shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
神是至高者。
God, He is the Most High.
神也是全能者。
He is also the Almighty.
我们住在至高者的秘密的地方。
Live in the secret place of the Most High.
我们找到主了。
find God.
我们和主交通。
And fellowship with Him.
我们活在主面前。
And live before Him.
主就是我们的全能者。
And He shall be your Almighty.
我们必定住在全能者的荫下。
And you shall abide in His shadow.
不需要求第二件。
Second, the latter half you shall not, you don't need to ask. It follows naturally. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I shall say of my God, He has saved me from all external danger. He has saved me from the net of the fowler, the arrow that flies by day. All the traps here in the world, all the dangers within, and the pestilence by night, thousands shall fall, tens of thousands, but this danger shall not come upon me. And the supernatural dangers, we shall tread upon the lion and the cobra. And Moses comes to the end of his words, and God makes a conclusion for him. Isn't that wonderful? At the end of your life, God will make a conclusion for you. What is the value of your life? He has set his love upon me. Therefore, I will deliver him. I will set him on high. And he shall call upon me. He has known my name. Moses knew God and experienced him. He knew his name. And I will deliver him and honor him. One who truly belongs to the Lord is one with honor. And finally, I want to share a little story with you. When I was in Shanghai, there was a balcony. And I could see the houses behind me. It was a very impoverished neighborhood. And there was one who lived there. It was a brother. And that brother, he was from that province. And the place he was from was famous for robbers and thieves. And kidnapped. And he had kidnapped people.
通知人用钱来赎。
And demanded a ransom for them.
你们要不要跟这人做朋友啊？
Do you want to be friends with him?
是很不好的一个人。
Not a very,
这个脸也不好看，长得很凶。
And he was very mean looking.
脸上很长的一个刀疤呢。
A scar ran across his face.
所以这个基督徒的伟大啊。
And Christians are.
像这样的一个人呢，有人敢向他去传福音啊。
And it's amazing, someone dared to preach the gospel to him.
传福音不一定要有勇气啊。
You don't need courage to preach the gospel.
他得有能力啊。
But you need power.
哎，我们的弟兄传福音呢，正是有能力啊。
And our brother, he preached the gospel with power.
那个听他传福音得救了。
And he preached the gospel to him, and he was saved.
大改变了。
And he was changed.
他就搬到上海来，住在我房子后面。
And so he moved to Shanghai. He lived in the alley behind me.
他当然不做强盗土匪了。
Of course, he was no longer a kidnapper.
他怎么生活呢？
How did he live?
他门口放了几个大缸。
He had some vats at his front door.
他做咸菜。
And he made pickles.
我在看见这个咸菜怎么做的。
And I saw how pickles were made.
里面都是菜。
There were vegetables.
他用脚在里面踩那个菜。
And he stepped on them with his feet.
我看见咸菜这样做，我好多年不敢吃咸菜。
And for many years, I did not eat pickles.
啊，他用这个来过很清苦的生活。
And he eked out a living in this way.
每次遇见他。
Every time I saw him.
他的脸还是不好看。
His face still mean.
脸刀疤还是在。
Scar still there.
就彰显耶稣基督的荣耀呢。
But the glory of Christ could be seen in him.
真是彰显主呢。
He truly manifested the Lord.
主是活的。
The Lord was living in him.
每次我看见他。
And every time I saw him.
里面一句话。
It was one word within me.
葡萄园里出来的人身上带着葡萄香。
The laborer from the vineyard has the fragrance of grapes.
真是有耶稣基督的馨香之气的。
And he had the fragrance of Christ upon him.
专心爱我。
And he who has loved me.
我把他安 置在高处。
Has set his love upon me. I will deliver him and set him on high.
因为他知道我的名。
Because he has known my name.
是他尊贵。
I will give him honor.
做尊贵的人。
Be an honorable person.
主也使我们尊贵。
And the Lord will give you honor.
今天最后给你们读诗篇九十一篇。
And this is my final thing, Psalm 91.
九十篇是摩西的祷告诗。
Psalm 90 is the prayer of Moses.
神人摩西的祈祷。
It is the prayer of Moses, the man of God.
这样的祷告。
And this prayer.
叫他成为神人。
Was what caused him to be the man of God.
九十一篇。
91.
是摩西的经历诗。
And is a psalm of his experience.
最重要就头一句话。
Most important, this first verse.
我们大家一起来背诗，好不好
？Let us recite it together.、哎、He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High abides in the shadow of the Almighty.
哎，大家大声一点，我们这边。
Louder, please.
住在
He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High abides in the shadow of the Almighty.
好，谢谢大家。
Thank you.
弟兄姐妹，我们是不是都把这两句背起来了？
Brothers and sisters, have we memorized the verse?
我相信我们不是要背起来而已。
I don't think we just need to memorize it.
我们真的要想要进入那个境界。
We truly desire to enter into that realm.
我不晓得弟兄姐妹心中有没有那渴慕，我真的愿意住在至高者的隐秘处。
I wonder if you have that desire to truly abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
我真的愿意全能者的荫庇。
That I truly desire.To be covered by the Almighty.
我们多么羡慕摩西他的经历。
How we envy Moses' experience.
我相信弟兄姐妹，我们每天也在面对不同的问题。
I believe we are all facing different challenges daily.
不管是我们家里面的问题，我们工作上面的问题，我们生活上面的问题。
Whether from home, from work, or in our daily life.
甚至是我们自己心里面的问题。
Or the problems in our hearts.
还是我们身体上面的软弱。
Or the challenges physically.
但是今天何等的好，神有给我们这样一个宝贵的应许。
But how wonderful it is that God has given us this promise.
神他必要保护我们。
God will protect us.
就像弟兄他一再跟我们讲的，我们里面有那个没有办法动摇的平安，也有那个没有办法夺去的喜乐。
Just like our brother said, there's an unshakable peace in our hearts and a joy that cannot be taken away.
我相信这是我们每一个弟兄姐妹，我们所渴慕，我们想要得到的。
I believe this is the desire of everyone.
但是今天借着摩西的诗篇，跟我们讲出怎么得到这样子的一个秘密。
And today the secret of Moses has been told to us.
就在第一句，我们是不是住在全能者的？隐秘处。
That's first one. Do we dwell in a secret place of the Most High?
我们真的是不是每天跟我们的主有这样一个亲密的连结
？Do we daily have a close relationship with the Lord?
我们每天是不是有花时间跟主有这样好好的祷告
？Have we spent time, quality time, to pray to Him?
就像史弟兄他所说的，他可以这样子跪在那边跟主祷告一个早上。
Just like Brother Z, he could spend the whole entire morning praying to the Lord.
我们遇到问题、遇到事情的时候，我们是还是靠着我们自己的聪明呢，还是我们转向我们的主
？When something happens, do we trust our intellect or return to the Lord?
弟兄告诉我们，事实上这已经不是秘密。
And
这已经不是一个秘密。
It's no longer a secret.
是我们已经有的。
We already have it.
只是我们愿不愿意转向主。
The question is whether we're willing to turn to the Lord.
我们愿不愿意花时间与主同在
？Are we willing to spend time with the Lord?
我们来听主，来向主说话。
To hear Him and to speak to Him.
我想这要成为我们每一个人的经历。
I believe this can be everyone's experience.
绝对不是只是摩西一个人的经历。
I don't think it's reserved just for Moses.
我相信我们每个弟兄姐妹都可以起来见证说：“是的，我。”当我住在主的里面的时候，我知道主与我同在。
I believe everyone can rise up and testify that when I dwell in the Lord, I have His presence.
让诗篇九十一篇也成为我们每一个人的经历。
May Psalm 91 be everyone's experience.
我们最后我们再来唱一首诗歌，圣徒诗歌359首，在他印下。
Finally, let us sing a hymn 359, Under His Wings.
借着这首诗歌，我们再来向主祷告。
Pray to the Lord as we sing.
Let us all stand. Feel free to sing in Chinese or English.
请起立，可以用中文或英文唱。
Under His wings, I am safely abiding. Though the night's deep ends and tempests are wild, still I can trust Him. Lord, oh, He will keep me. He has redeemed me as I am His child.
在当中，在你的荫庇之下，何等的安稳。
In your presence, in your shadow, how peaceful we are.
不管外面有什么样的风浪
，Whatever waves outside.
不管我们里面有什么样的挣扎
，Whatever struggle in our hearts.
何等感谢，我们都可以在你的爱当中。
How we thank you that we dwell in your love.
因为你应许与我们同在。
For you promised to be with us.
主求你给我们更多的渴慕的心。
Lord, give us a longing heart.
让我们愿意更多来到你的面前。
To long to come to you more.
将我们一切的重担交在主的手中。
and surrender our burdens.
我们愿意更多听主你向我们所说的话。
To hear more of your word.
我们愿意更多来遵循主你的教导。
To obey your word more.
我们愿意来跟随你。
Be willing to follow you.
我们知道你就比我们同在。
And we know you are with us.
求主耶稣你再来祝福今天我们所听到的话语。
May you bless the word that we hear.
我们这样的感谢祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
弟兄姐妹请坐。
Please be seated.